Running on the Bases of Love, written by Claude W. Spann, Jr., narrated by Joe Bedrisky. Table of Contents. Introduction, page Roman numeral 1. Chapter 1, Laying the Ground Rules, page 1. Chapter 2, No Better Ump, page 13. Chapter 3, We Need a Game Plan, page 19. Chapter 4, Time to Take the Field, page 26. Chapter 5, While in Love's Dugout, page 34. Chapter 6, The On Deck Circle, page 43. Chapter 7, Batter Up, page 49. Chapter 8, Clearing the Fog at First, page 60. Chapter 9, Into Second, Standing Up, page 73. Chapter 10, Conversation at Shortstop, The Way Through, page 85. Chapter 11, Validation at Third Base, page 95. Chapter 12, Welcome Home, page 102. With You, I Run, page 112. Acknowledgements, page 115. About the Author, page 116. Introduction. Love, parentheses, L-U-V, close parentheses. Noun, 1. Intense affection. 2. A feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. 3. Enthusiasm or fondness, love of music. 4. A beloved person. 5. A score of 0 in tennis. Verb, loved, loving. 1. To feel love for. 2. To enjoy enthusiastically, loves skating. Lovable, adjective. Loveless, adjective. The purpose of this book is to, by way of participatory analogy, highlight a path to a more secure, meaningful, and loving relationship. I pray this book will provide helpful insight in avoiding numerous missteps many of us have made, and still make, in our search for sincerity in our relationships. How many times have you heard this phrase, "If only I had known he or she was like that, I never would have given him or her the time of day." The pain of our missteps in too many relationships have taken on many forms, from broken hearts to broken bones. Therefore, as opposed to revisiting the trail of tragic romance, let's open the door and invite the light of hope and the promise of better days ahead via America's favorite pastime, baseball, the game of love. My goal in writing this book is to provide principles in a format which can be easily understood and applied in day-to-day living. I want any and everyone who picks up this book to walk away with the belief that finding true love and the right relationship is not only realistic, but well within reach. For the purpose of this goal, we will use baseball, or the game thereof, as our analogy. The term getting to first base is a common phrase used in referencing one's success in connecting with the opposite sex. It can mean many things, in that one could be successful in getting the other person's phone number or digits, or could mean going as far as to establish or initiate a relationship on some level, i.e., a beginning. What I want to do in this book is allow the participants to literally run the baseline while working with and through each objective that has been laid out on each base as a coaching track to run on, while providing a specific purpose along the way. By doing this, the runner, or runners, will grow in knowledge of self as well as each other. For love's sake, let us understand that the world we live in has and is on a downward slide morally. And the wolf in sheep clothing is no longer just a fictitious character in a fairy tale, but a much too common fixture in real life. The fact of the matter is this. The game of love can not only be a disappointing proposition, but a dangerous one as well. Nevertheless, the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness is a constitutional pledge to every citizen, And this book is designed to enhance that very effort for each and every one of you who will take the time and make the decision to earnestly run on the bases of love. Approach this game as if you are actually on a baseball field, standing in the batter's box. You finally get the pitch you've been waiting on, so you swing with all that's in you. The crack of the bat tells you all you need to know, and it's down the first baseline as if your feet had wings, and your spirit filled with enough confidence to ascend above any and all obstacles imaginable. You should feel all of the excitement and rush of virtually playing the game. The rules have a few unique wrinkles, and the players are a little different, but the game, in essence, is all the same, in the sense there is real competition, and a real chance to win or lose, depending on how well you play the game. The actual game of baseball works as a good analogy, because of how the game is played, and the spirit of the game reflects much of what we experience in real life. You will begin to see and appreciate this more, whether you are in a current relationship, on the threshold of a relationship, or perhaps you've recently ended a relationship and have questions as to what may have been missed. Running on the bases of love will help to point out the correctness of touching each base, as well as the error of failing to touch each bag, along the way. You will be required to meet the objectives as well as recognize identifiable character traits laid out a little more in depth along the way. This is done simply for the purpose of helping you recognize the stumbling blocks, as well as stepping stones, that await you on the field of the game we call love. This game is played in the inner sanctum of the heart, mind, and soul, as well as in the world abroad. This game is played on the same terms and the same turf upon which the game of life itself is played. Love and marriage can be a complex matter, to say the least, in today's society. The success and divorce rate has many facets, and depending on which survey you read, the percentages of success and failure change significantly. The National Survey of Family Growth, the U.S. Census, Pew Analysis, the American Psychological Association are a few of the many sources which have studied the success and failure rate of marriage. I do not profess to be an expert in this matter. I am simply an individual, like many who have gone through the love and marriage process, only to find themselves on the downside of the equation. Being filled with questions as to what happened and what I could have done differently, knowing that time is no respecter of person, I was inspired to lay out in writing a game plan that would aid those who are asking that lifelong question, is this the right one? Many studies are out there for you if you care to research the numbers and statistics that affect marriage, for better or worse. Some of the factors they will mention are education, age, finances, religion, and even mental health, to name a few. Rather than attempt to break down the variables that may help or hinder a relationship, I prefer to take a more simple approach because I do not believe love and marriage were ever meant to be difficult or complex. For the most part, the difficulty and complexity we experience in our relationships come from within and not from without. The genesis of running on the bases of love. Having said this, I would like to address the genesis of running on the basis of love. Somewhere as a child, I picked up the notion that a life of marriage, from a male perspective, meant working and providing for my family. I saw myself coming home from a day at the factory with my lunchbox, somewhat dirty and sweaty from a hard day's work. As I walked up to my 3-bedroom home with a white picket fence, I would be greeted by my faithful Cocker Spaniel while picking up the newspaper from my front lawn. My wife would greet me with a kiss while wearing an apron as she was finishing supper, and my 3 lovely children, 2 boys and a girl, would run up to hug Daddy as well. Typical baby boomer, right? Extremely gullible, for a fact. The inspiration to pen this book was not born out of 20 to 30 years of successful marriage and bliss, but rather out of the pain and heartbreak of 2 failed marriages that totaled no more than 7 years combined. I entered relationships in the past, like many of us do, in the fog of lust, and not one clue about the other person, other than the overwhelming desire to be with them physically, which is typical for men, though not the only reason, and I don't presume to speak for all men. Neither do I speak for all women, but my experience tells me for many women it may also be physical, although generally coupled by a sense of security or some other attraction or deep-seated need, of which I will not pretend to understand. Suffice it to say that there may be many reasons why we enter into a relationship, but for most of us, the driving force is born out of an innate hunger from deep within to mate and or to have that someone who provides a sense of satisfaction, coupled with a feeling of belonging and the fulfillment of purpose in life. Animals know instinctively what to do during mating season, but as human beings, we are simply unaware from a natural standpoint of what to look for in a mate, and can't depend on instinct to point us in the right direction. Perhaps, and maybe in part, the reason for this social shortcoming may rest on the doorsteps of our institutions of higher learning. I can't recall, while a student, having any classes titled Love and Marriage 101 in our illustrious institutions of academia. I believe this to be the case for the majority of us, who, for the most part, flew by the seat of our pants as parents, depending heavily on our parents as the templates of what marriage should look and feel like. For this reason, and more, even though our intentions may have been good or even innocent, we simply did not and could not see the pitfalls that are oftentimes waiting just around the corner, or along the baseline, if you will. Therefore, it is my belief this book will lend a hand in the area of love and courtship that is not only central, but essential to the existence and well-being of mankind. Some advice I offer many people, and especially those whom I find in a fresh relationship or looking to make that leap into the throngs of courtship, I say this. No matter how bad things have gone in any relationship, both partners have and must own a portion of the responsibility in it. I say this because even if your mate cheated, lied, was abusive, or guilty of even more unspeakable deeds, at some point in time, you made the decision to get involved with that person, which makes you culpable to some degree. Simply put, it takes two to tangle, and therefore you are no less than 50% of the decision to engage. For the record, underneath all the character traits and attributes that may be found or missing in your prospective mate, the one attribute that absolutely must be present and can't be overlooked or found to be missing within them is a moral compass that is sound and in good working order. Running on the basis of love is basically a guide to discovering the presence of that compass firmly within the person you would have to be your lifelong mate, and obviously it must be found within you as well. I have chosen to use the game of baseball, which for many years has been referred to as America's favorite pastime, to illustrate how the game of love can be played to achieve better results. But first, let me drop my disclaimer. I realize love and matrimony is anything but a game, and this analogy is simply to make the reading more interesting and effective in driving my point across. So, there is no guarantee for success. However, I believe that by using this book as a guide, you may avoid the major obstacles that derail a relationship before it has a chance to build up a head of steam. And perhaps this piece of literature may even prove to be a point of reference when storms do come, as they surely will. Many of us have friends and coworkers who are on the verge of making that leap into a relationship, and we have our concerns, and perhaps are even perplexed as to how much we should say, or even whether to get involved. I know it can be heart-wrenching to watch someone you care about standing on the train tracks of love, and at the same time they appear oblivious to the roar of the engine coming down the tracks. This book will aid you in that very purpose. That is, to take, and maybe ease, the weight of responsibility on your shoulders by simply making this book a gift, or simply encouraging those of which you have concerns to read it. And hopefully they will benefit from the information and loving guidance provided therein. The sacredness of matrimony. Love and marriage is a privilege and not a right, afforded to us by God. It is to be entered into with respect and in accordance with the known will of God and His purpose for it. When this gift is misused or disrespected, it becomes a problematic and painful experience for everyone concerned, the majority of the time. However, I personally believe the success rate of marriages of those who are true believers and have sought diligently the hand of God in their pursuit of happiness do experience a success rate that is astronomically higher. This is not to say that believers are perfect, because we are not. And yes, we all fall short of the glory of God, for the record. The difficulty and complexity that we struggle with in our relationships are of our own doing. First and foremost, I want to put it out there that the relationship between a woman and a man was and is the design of God for His creation and for the perpetuation of life itself. As a result of failing to really understand that marriage was conceived and established on sacred ground, we see a breakdown in the corridor of respect between parent and child, single-parent homes on the rise, open marriages, upticks in gender dysphoria, too many marriages ending in homicide-suicide instead of divorce court, and the introduction of drugs as a method of coping, the Department of Child Protective Services making too many house calls, etc., etc.